had to.
If you've ever had to deal with pools and all that, and have dealt with pH, keeping the pH just right. I saw an article yesterday in the paper where a lot of people are abandoning their homes because they can't make mortgage payments. Yeah, and you have these pools that are mosquitoes and water sitting and just stench, you know. People leaving rotten food in the refrigerators, just walking away from these homes. They can't make the payments, so it's not my responsibility anymore, but it's still a health risk, you know, sitting in a neighborhood health risk. So anyway, pH, percent of hydrogen. We never knew really what that was. Percent of hydrogen atoms, pH. Below 7, 7 is the center point. Here, 14 up here. 0 to 7 is acidic. And 7 to 14 is alkaline. Everything in nature tries to come to some kind of equilibrium point. Hot and cold, acid bases, acidic acid, sulfuric acid, like in your battery. You know, eat holes in your clothes. You neutralize it with baking soda and water, which is an alkaline. They talk about soil samples in Glendale, born and raised. Alkaline is, you have to put acidic nutrients in it. If your soil is alkaline, you put, you know, some kind of acid to kind of neutralize it, right? So acidic 0 to 7, alkaline 7 to 14. Manufacturers have suggested pHs for their developer and fixer chemicals. And we'll talk about that. But I thought we'd just kind of review a little bit of basic pH chemistry before we go into the process. Again, developers are very alkaline. The fixer is acidic. They neutralize each other. So they stop the process. Okay. So let's jump into the study guide. Just go through these questions one by one. I might. This latest thing that I handed out, again, are basically what's in what. Developer, fixer, washer. Dry. And then this back page is a really good condensed version of what we need to know. It's here. Developers, chemicals, the function. The very top two of developer, this phenidine hydroquinone, reducing agent produces shades of gray rapidly. These are verbatim questions that will be on the national board, or could be. You know, which reducing agent in developer reduces shades of gray rapidly, and you would answer phenidine. Sorry to say. What produces black slowly, that would be hydroquinone. And we're going to beat this chapter up for a bit. Okay? So, you need an extra one?
No.
Okay. This is what we're looking at. This is what we're looking at here. Okay? Define development. Well, basically, isn't it that we're converting the latent image into the manifest image? Yeah. The latent image we know is there. You can't see it, you can't put it under the microscope, but it's there, and then when it goes through the processing chemicals, it produces this manifest image that we can see. Okay. Number two, explain the function of the wetting agent. This wetting agent, basically, in the early days of manual processing, they dip it in water just to soften up the emulsion, you know? It's the wetting agent is now incorporated in the developer and automatic process. It's so that the developing chemicals can get to the silver halide crystal, okay? Somebody verbatim, what do you have written down, somebody?
It's the stage of processing during which the latent image is converted into a visible image.
Say that again?
The penetration of the emulsion water in the emulsion causing it to swell.
Okay.
Where does it say that?
The wetting agent helps swell the emulsion. Yeah, look on the table on page 205. Page 205. Again, in the early days, on page 204, 205, look how big the old processors were. They were huge. When we call it a wet...